Welcome back to the Finsiders here on a Wednesday evening. Greg Likens alongside the quarterback of the Miami Dolphins, Ryan Tannehill. Ryan, thanks for joining us. How you doing?
Doing great. You know, just came off the practice field. Good day of work today, and glad to be here with you.
Yes, and we're going to get to practice and everything you've been doing in just a moment. But there was big news yesterday with the stadium vote that came through, and so we're going to see Stephen Ross putting forth $350 million of his own money without county assistance into the stadium down at Sun Life Stadium for a modernization plan. How cool is that? Did you know that your stadium going forward is going to look brand new in certain ways with $350 million being put in?
It's awesome. You know, I'm excited about the new stadium or the remodel. I think the guys are excited. You know, I think we've seen some renderings, and it's going to be great. It's going to be a great place to play. It's going to be an iconic place in South Florida for the Miami Dolphins, and it shows Stephen Ross's commitment to the team. You know, he's putting forth $350 million of his own dollars, and that's a huge commitment. You know, he's shown it to here to us in this building. And now he's showing it, you know, to the community as well.
Yes, exciting. I think everybody is pumped up to see what the renovation is going to look like. All right, let's get to on the field. You just mentioned getting off the practice field, day two of the mini camp. And yesterday you addressed the media and said, yeah, it was a rough day for the offense. Being out there today, it looked like it was a bounce back day for the offense. How do you think things went?
Yeah, I thought it was a lot better today. You know, still not perfect. You know, still a lot of mistakes out there. But I felt like things were clicking at a much faster rate today for myself and the rest of the guys as well. We had a lot less mental errors, mental mistakes, getting lined up, you know, seeing the hots, those types of things. And, you know, it's exciting to see that progression from yesterday. We had a bad day off of a break and then come back and be much better today. It just shows the type of guys that we have, you know, putting in the extra time, getting ready for today's practice.
Now, as entering your third season as the quarterback, do you have a sense that you're more comfortable being a vocal leader out there on offense?
Of course, you know, you get more comfortable as you go on. You know, you just can't come in day one and you know, start, you know, griping at guys for not doing the right thing. You know, you have to earn that respect to your teammates, show that you're doing the right thing and consistently doing the right thing. And now it's time to push everyone. You know, I think it's a job of a leader, of a quarterback, to make the guys around him better and expect them to perform at a high level. And they should expect the same out of me. So, you know, we have a lot of good guys, a lot of veteran players on this team that really push the guys around them.
Now, I spoke to you last, the first day of offseason workouts, and at that point you said, really just getting familiar with Bill Lazor's offense. Now you've had the OTAs, mini camp, obviously, to really dive into this offense. And Coach Philbin said, you guys are almost complete everything as far as the installation. How do you feel about it?
Yeah, I feel great. You know, we have the whole offense in pretty much. I'm sure we'll add a few things, you know, throughout training camp, throughout the season. But, you know, today we're practicing all types of situations, situational football, things that come up over the course of the year. And we had those in our game plan. And if we had to go out and play a game today, we have the entire offense. I think the defense has the entire defense in the game plan that we go out and play. So I think now it's just about getting those repetitions, you know, finishing out the mini camp with repetitions and then going throughout training camp and just repping those plays where they become second nature and you're not thinking out there. And everyone just flows in the sink of the play.
Ryan Tannehill, Miami Dolphins quarterback, joining us here on the Finsiders. And one thing we notice out there with Bill Lazor and from hearing from some of the players is that he seems to be a perfectionist, very demanding from his quarterback and from everybody out there that he wants everything done the way he has it planned. Is that, what other ways would you describe him and some of the characteristics that he's employed as the offensive coordinator?
For sure. He's very precise. You know, he wants everything to be exactly like we talk about it. And that gives me comfort knowing that you know, I should know where guys are going to be at on every play because, you know, we've talked about it, we've walked through it, we've ran it before, we've corrected, and now we all understand, you know, exactly what to do. And, yeah, things are going to happen throughout a play, but when you have that type of precision coming from your coordinator, then you can transition that through the position coaches and through the players, and that accountability is raised.
Now, you know, during the season, a lot is always written and talked about quarterback schedule, how you're early hours here and you stay late. What's it like in the off season during the OTAs and the mini camp, especially considering you're getting this new offense down?
Yeah, still long hours, not nearly like a season. You know, in the season it's 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Yesterday and today will be like that, but throughout OTAs and the off season, still 6 a.m. and leaving sometime probably around 5. So you know, still long days, but able to go home at night and have a dinner and enjoy a little bit of time off.
Ryan Tannehill, quarterback of the Miami Dolphins, joining us here on the Finsiders. And one thing that we've noticed and one thing that Mike Wallace has talked about among some of the other receivers is the movement on offense. Guys are being put in different positions, trying to capitalize on everybody's skill sets. How have you seen that play out from your wide receiving core and specifically with Wallace?
It's been great. You know, I think just the difference from last year of moving guys around has been huge. And I think it's been a little bit of an adjustment throughout the OTAs, throughout the minicamp, of just being comfortable with lining up and moving and shifting tight ends and backs and everyone. So it's challenging, but it's going to create a lot of mismatches for us, I think, on offense. You know, it's going to put guys with matchups that they can win and win consistently, and we're going to get people in positions that they don't want to be in on defense. And that's a lot of fun for us to put them on the heels, be able to get the ball to our playmakers all over the field.
I know when we spoke last, kind of waiting to see the health status of some of the wide receivers coming off in injuries, but we see Brandon Gibson is back and looks like he's coming off that knee injury well. Armon Binns looks good. Brian Hartline. Everybody's out there. You've got that full complement for the most part of wide receivers. How does that feel knowing you got some weapons out there? It looks like it's going to be a very strong suit for this offense.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. You know, it's going to be a challenging fall, you know, to see how it shakes out, because we have so much talent in that room. You know, guys all around the board that can play. And, you know, you saw it today. You know, Armon Binns going up and making two great catches downfield in tight coverage. Brandon's moving well. He's running again, you know, still not 100%, but I can see him just getting more and more comfortable every day. Hartline's back. He's been back a few days now. And like you said, there's guys in that room that can play. And to have them all healthy, it's going to be a bit tough for our defense.
Another new addition that is creating a buzz, at least among the fans, is Jarvis Landry, second-round pick out of LSU, a guy who, you know, he looks like he's very comfortable out there. Doesn't necessarily appear to be a rookie if you didn't know his tenure in the league or lack thereof. How has he impressed you so far?
He's been great. You know, he's a guy who, he's a rookie, so he's going to make rookie mistakes, but he wants to learn, he wants to do right, and he has great hands. You know, I've said it before, he has some of the best hands I've ever seen, you know, ever in my career of playing with guys. And just the way he can catch the ball in traffic and be athletic in his catch and stay on his feet and make something happen with it. It's fun. It's fun to be able to throw a 5-yard route and not know what's going to happen. You know, is he going to make a guy miss and take it for 60? You never know.
Spoke to Juwan James yesterday, and he was saying that the offensive linemen are really anxious to hit somebody, to put the pads on and really get out there and hit. But everybody is looking at that offensive line to protect you this year, revamped with Brandon Albert, obviously Shelly Smith, Dallas Thomas now filling that role at left guard, and obviously Mike Pouncey. How have things kind of formulated together up front for you so far through this minicamp and OTA session?
It's been great. You can tell it's a talented group. You know, you see Brandon, a Pro Bowl player from last year. Mike Pouncey, a Pro Bowl player. You know, we bring in Shelly Smith, draft Juwan James, and Dallas Thomas is already here, but, you know, kind of transitioned from tackle last year to guard. And it's been a learning process, I think, for those guys, just getting comfortable playing as a unit. But from if you look back from day one until now, you know, you can just see them start to gel together, start to understand the calls, see the calls happen before they're made. And when that happens and when they're passing things off smoothly, it's really a dangerous weapon to have, both in the run game and protecting me in the pass game.
And the other interesting aspect, again, the media gets to see a very small part of what you guys have really been doing, but the running backs seem to be very active in the passing game as well. That's something that that must excite you as a quarterback, to have as many options as possible.
Yeah, like I said, you know, our receiver room is talented, but our backs are going to catch balls too. They're going to line up, split out, and catch balls, and they're going to catch balls out of the backfield. They're going to catch checkdowns. They're a vital part of this offense, and when you have guys that have good hands, like I think our backs do, and are able to catch and make people miss, it adds a whole nother dimension to your offense.
One thing I definitely want to hit on with you is your Tannehill Aces program. Great work you guys do in the community. I know a few weeks back you were rebuilding a house for a veteran. And how has that progressed, and how important is that for you to give back to the community, especially the further you get into the league? I think maybe that importance rings a little more true for you.
Yeah, I think it's important. You know, to be in the position that I'm in, that we're in as NFL players, we're given a huge platform to be able to help other people out in a lot of different ways. And something as small as spending a little time with a kid in the hospital or helping do some work on someone's house, it's huge. You know, the Tannehill Aces group I work with, it's a group of kids out of Miami, and or actually they're in Hialeah, but they're a group of 25 kids who has done a lot of fun things and also a lot of service projects as well. And to see those kids be able to get out in a yard and work, dig flower beds and put down mulch, it's fun for me, you know, to see them stepping forward and giving a helping hand out. It's not just us that's doing the work, it's, you know, passing on to the high school kids as well.
Yeah, good, great work there. And speaking of that, that stuff you do away from football, and speaking away from football, once this mini camp is over tomorrow, you'll have a little time off before training camp rolls around. So what are your plans for that time off? Are you going to get away from football a little bit?
Yeah, I'll take a few days to get away. You know, I think my family's coming. I know my family's coming in town, and, you know, we'll reconnect with them, have some fun, and then it's back to football. It's preparing for the upcoming season. It's getting ready physically and mentally, just sharpening everything, going over the plays and the play calls, and just being 100% certain on everything that's going to come in, and getting my body ready to play a long season.
Yes, I know everybody's excited about training camp right around the corner. All right, we mentioned the work you do in the community and the charity work. You're also charitable here on the show, and you agreed you're going to sign a ball. Let me grab this.
For sure.
We got a football here, and we're going to give this away to one of our listeners a little bit later on this hour. So, Ryan, appreciate that. Appreciate you joining us, and I know that the fan base is going to be pumped up. So later on this hour, we'll tell you exactly how you can win this signed football from Ryan Tannehill, quarterback of the Miami Dolphins. As he signs that, I'm going to thank Ryan for joining us here on the Finsiders. Always good to catch up with you, Ryan, and hope you enjoy the time off before training camp rolls around. Thanks so much for being here on the show. Good to talk to you.